Blog Talk Radio.
The Balance is proud to present to you ICU, Indiana Close Up. Over the next hour, Tom and Kevin will break down local Indiana sports, from pro sports to local high school football, the behind the scenes look. ICU has it for you. Stay tuned for the next hour. Here's your host, Tom and Kevin. And welcome to another episode of ICU, a special Thanksgiving episode that we have today for you that's been previously recorded. We do want to thank you for stopping by on our second show of Indiana Close Up. What we do here is we actually just take a look at Indiana sports, closer look, maybe look at some different angles that you haven't seen. My name's Tom. I'm your host. I appreciate, again, you stopping by and taking some time to check us out and see what we're about. Again, now we are previously recorded today. We are a production of The Balance, which you can find us on T-Balance on Twitter. Our email is tbalance@ymail.com. Or certainly find us on Facebook under The Balance. Kevin will be joining us here in just a little bit when we get into the pre-recorded segment of the show. We're trying to get that going here as we speak. So, we do appreciate you stopping by. We won't be taking any phone calls. I kind of remind you of some of the other programs that we offer. We offer Fantasy Football Huddle every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And then immediately following that, our flagship show, The Balance. And then, of course, here every Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock is ICU. Today we're going to take a look at just at the old Oaken Bucket. Congratulations, Indiana. IU brings home the trophy. Way to end the season there, Indiana. We're just going to take a closer look at that rivalry this week, and we're going to take a look at some of the storylines behind that, and we're going to just jump into that and dissect that as well. We also wanted to tell you that that this show is open to you. We want you, the listener, to let us know some of the storylines that you might have going with the Indiana sports. Some of the storylines that go along with that and so forth. So, what I'd like to do. While we're trying to get this pre-recorded show to go, modern technology sometimes it gets the best of us, and we're still trying to we're kind of a one man and two man show here, so we're still trying to get everything up and running here. But what I'd like to do while we are waiting for this to get up and loaded is to just to go ahead and go for a break here, a commercial break. And when we come back, what we're going to do is just play a little bit of Fantasy Football Huddle. And when that's done, we'll jump right into ICU. And it probably will fade out a little bit as we are still trying to get this pre-recorded show to air here. So we're going to go ahead and go to a break. My name's Tom, and this is Indiana Close Up. And when we get back, we'll try to jump right into the show. If nothing else, we'll run a little bit. Probably what we'll do, instead of running Fantasy Football Huddle, we're going to run a little bit of last week's show so that you can kind of understand what ICU is and what we're about.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today. And welcome to the first episode of ICU. And welcome to the first episode of ICU. We are excited to be a part of ICU Indiana Close Up. It's a production that's brought to you by The Balance, and those of you that have heard The Balance know that we bring you Fantasy Football Huddle as well as the show The Balance, and we are proud to introduce our brand new show, ICU, Indiana Close Up. Over the next hour, we're going to break down Indiana sports, its heritage, its history, history that Indiana sports has. A lot of people don't know the rich tradition, Kevin, that Indiana holds within its the confines of its state, and it has a really good history in basketball and football and local sports. We're very proud of our local sports here in Indiana, and we want to give an opportunity to put the spotlight on them over the next hour. And so welcome to ICU, Kevin.
Well, thank you. And you know what, Tom, you're right. We have a great heritage when you look at sports in the state of Indiana. And like we've talked before on The Balance, it's great to watch your pros. It's great to see them out there. But it's a lot of fun to watch, at least for me, a lot of fun to go out and just watch these kids that are given everything they got. And you know, we all know that they want to be on TV too. But even watching them, it's still, you feel a little bit more heart put into the game than you do sometimes watching the pros out there on the field. So I am a huge supporter of your local sports. You know, if you don't have to have a son or daughter in the high school. If you have a high school in your neighborhood or a local college, go watch them and support them out there, especially now. You know, all these schools are fighting budget cuts and everything else. So go out and support your teams. Pay that $5 or $6. Go watch a high school game and just enjoy yourself and have some fun. We have a great heritage in Indiana. Everybody, of course, knows the Hoosier movie. Along as well as, of course, you can't, if you know anything about basketball, you know, you've heard Bobby Knight's name before. So we do have a great heritage, and it's worth checking out here in the local area.
Well, and that's true. And you know, certainly, you mentioned Bobby Knight, and IU has a very, very big Indiana basketball. Everybody knows about Indiana basketball. And so, you know, one of the things and we're going to feature today, and each week we'll try to feature we're going to feature a couple of things this week. And, you know, as the weeks go on, we'll be getting interviews and that sort of stuff. But today, you know, I want to talk about a hidden away Hall of Fame museum that's actually nationally known, and that's located in Newcastle, Indiana. That's about 45 minutes to an hour east of Indianapolis. You just take 70 east, and you'll run right into Newcastle. And just follow the signs to the Indiana High School Basketball Hall of Fame. It has a very, very rich heritage there. And what it does is it features Indiana High School basketball stars, heritage, history. I mean, the state of Indiana and basketball, well, let's face it, Kevin, they're a perfect fit. Hoosiers like Wooden, Bird, Robinson, Plump, and Bailey, Alford, all come to mind as far as people who have been inducted into the Indiana High School Basketball of Fame. And, again, the thousands of youngsters statewide that dribble the ball and listen to the crowd,
the rich tradition of Indiana basketball is very proudly celebrated at the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame, and that's located in Newcastle, Indiana. That's right next to the field house in Newcastle, Indiana. The Trojans play there, the Newcastle Trojans, and I'm sure that many people are familiar with the Newcastle Trojans. The actual address, if you want to visit them, which I would highly encourage you to do, is 408 Trojan Lane, Newcastle, Indiana. You can reach them at 765-529-1891. They are open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5, and even on Sunday, 1 to 5. They're closed on holidays. And just take some time to go through and look at the heritage of Indiana basketball. Some of the names of national recognition. Like I said, everybody knows Larry Bird, and you know Larry Bird now heads up the Pacer organization, and you know many people probably know Larry Bird from being a Boston Celtic in his days at Indiana State. But how many people actually remember his high school days in French Lick? So it's just kind of a neat history and just an opportunity. You mentioned the movie Hoosiers, and you know a lot of that was filmed right here in Indiana and in a local gym. And if you get time to just look at some of the old gyms that are around Knightstown and Spiceland, and some of the old gyms that still exist with the old type of wooden floors, and when you walk in there, you can just smell the wood. And I tell you, a really good heritage to get that look and feel where Butler Bulldogs play, Hinkle University. That is an old field house. The Newcastle field house there in Newcastle, Indiana. It's worth the drive, and it's a nice little pleasant drive down 70. You can also take 40 east and run right into Newcastle, Indiana. So it's a good trip to take on a Saturday or a day off, and to check out the Indiana High School Basketball Hall of Fame and relive the history, the rich history that Indiana basketball has. So that's just a good drive to go down there and check that out. And you know, it's really a neat place where they've got all kinds of exhibits there that you can go through and you can take a look at. It's the only natural it just fits with the state of Indiana. And if you follow basketball and high school basketball especially, and you grew up in Indiana like myself, you'll understand and appreciate that. In the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame Museum really captures the essence of Hoosier hysteria. And it helps explain why Indiana basketball is Indiana basketball. And it focuses on Indiana high school players and coaches, both men and women, from 1970 to 1986. The Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame was located in Indianapolis, actually. And in 1986, the building was sold... And Newcastle was selected as the new site, and you know my grandmother used to be very much a part of that, and my parents grew up there in Newcastle, so I've got myself have a rich heritage there in Newcastle, and it's just a really neat place to go, and it's right next to the Newcastle field house, which by the way is where Steve Alford went to high school at, and his son and his father, Sam Alford, was the coach of the Newcastle Trojans during the tenure of basketball of Steve Alford before he moved on to Indiana University, which is where he made his name, underneath Bobby Knight. And then when he began coaching, his father, Sam Alford, began to be an assistant coach to him. So that's just one of the many things that are available here in Indiana. When you take a look at Indiana sports and what's to offer, one of the other things, Kevin, is the NCAA Hall of Fame champions there in downtown Indianapolis.
That's
That's right, Tom. And that is more for your, like, obviously, as the name states, NCAA. So that's a little bit more for your college. I have been in it, and it is a fun museum to walk around. If you're a sports fan, you can really enjoy just looking at the memorabilia as well as everything else they have there. And as you said, it's downtown Indianapolis, right by the White River State Park. So if you go down, you can walk around the canal and just enjoy some of downtown Indianapolis itself, as well as the museum. It's not a very expensive place. You know, a lot of museums nowadays, it's getting really pricey if you want to try to take a family. You know, here, if you know, 19 and up basically is $5, and 6 to 18 is $3. So it's not a very expensive outing to do. NCAA is really huge around here. I can't wait for the Women's March Madness. I get the fortunate part of they are playing it at Conseco Fieldhouse, so I get to go to work every day, clock out, shower up, change, and watch me some NCAA Women's March Madness coming to town. And we got to watch last year's Final Four. As a matter of fact, here in Indianapolis, where Butler made it to the championship game, unfortunately, we didn't win, but that was a great thing to see a local team like that make it to the championship game in their home state, let alone their own home city. You know, Butler University is, 10 to 15 minutes away from Conseco Fieldhouse. So that was really good for the city of Indianapolis as well as the state. Unfortunately, Butler's not doing as well this year, but that's okay. We'll pick it up from there. But again, you know, the NCAA Hall of Champions Museum, a great place to go. Get to see some of the names. And, of course, you're going to have your Jordans, your Birds, and all the people that everybody has ever heard of. But you're probably going to go through there, and you're going to see some names that you just forgot about. Or you just didn't know. I'm not from Indiana, so there's a lot of Indiana local names inside the NCAA Hall of Champions that didn't make it pro that are in there. So you'd be surprised going to places like this, just who you're going to see and the things you're going to learn from spending time and walking around there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know that that's a really, really neat place to go. It really breaks down, you know, of course, Indianapolis has been the home of the Big Ten Championship, a Final Four, many, many times. And it's really exciting to go down there and see the flavor of things that happen on a college level, and to see all the college teams come together, even if IU or Purdue or Butler is, well, of course, Butler wouldn't be playing.
Okay, and we apologize for interrupting that, but we're going to go right to a commercial break, and as soon as we get back, we'll go right into today's episode that was pre-recorded. We won't be able to run all of that, and I do apologize, but we'll certainly try to rerun it at a later time. But we're going to go ahead and run the last 25 minutes of today's show.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
The Balance is proud to present to you ICU, Indiana, Close Up. Over the next hour, Tom and Kevin will break down local Indiana sports, from pro sports to local high school football, the behind-the-scenes look. ICU has it for you. Stay tuned for the next hour. Here's your hosts, Tom and Kevin.
welcome to another episode of ICU, Indiana Up Close. Another production of The Balance. For those of you that follow us on Saturday, this is our 45-minute Sunday afternoon show where we just kind of take a look at Indiana sports up close. We take a look at the history behind some of the things and kind of a look at some of the sports that we see every day and just kind of look at them from a different angle. As what brought us into the show was the Tommy Sands version of the old Oaken Bucket. Tommy Sands, obviously a legendary singer, songwriter, and of course peace out advocate. Cut out peace advocate. I'm going to not use that word. Legendary singer and songwriter. So, that talks about the old Oaken Bucket. Although the song and the poet wasn't from Indiana, it certainly exemplifies the rivalry between the Indiana and Purdue, which played yesterday. Now, this show is taped, so hopefully when you're hearing this, Indiana is bringing back a victory from West Lafayette, which they haven't been able to do in recent years. Now, Kevin, the old Oaken Bucket is the name of the trophy, actually, that is annually awarded to the winner of the Big Ten Conference college football game between IU and Purdue. It's one of the oldest football trophies in the nation. It's symbolic of collegiate football between two of the largest public universities in Indiana, which play at the highest level, and that's the NCAA Division I. The trophy was first awarded in 1925 and is one of the most famous football trophies. Purdue leads the series 70-36 with six ties. The Boilermakers have won 11 of the last 13 contests, and Purdue won in 2009. And like I said a while ago, hopefully that IU is bringing back a winner.
Well, first off, again, like I said on The Balance, it was so much better hearing that guy sing than you, so we needed that audio clip in there.
Yeah, that was me. You didn't know that, did you? I had to say that was Tommy Sands, but you know, that's my code name, Tom, and you know, Tommy Sands is really, that's me. You didn't know that? You're not buying that?
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. Not at all. There's no buying from this man on that one. But you're right. This is a historic battle. This year means so much more than that trophy, though. Both teams, Purdue and Indiana, like we said on The Balance yesterday, they need this for more than just the trophy. Both teams have had a year that I think has disappointed the team, the coaches, definitely disappointed the fans. So this is more than just a trophy this year. This is 100% pride. So, you know, Purdue has won 56 times compared to the 26 of Indiana, but this year it's going to be good. I look forward to the matchup. I think it's going to be better than we've seen in the past. IU has a shot. They just got to come out with some heart and play. Yeah, I'm a little confused on what we've been reading here. In one area we read there are six ties, but doing the research, I've only been able to find three. So what we'll do is we'll have to get back at that. It looks like 1925, 1936, and 1958 are the only years I could find ties in. So I'm not real sure where in the earlier article we read said six ties. So we'll do some looking, and in next week's episode, obviously the game will be over. We won't hit on it long, but we'll make sure we clarify whether it was three or six.
Right, and of course, certainly you as the listeners can send us an email to tbalance@ymail.com or shoot us a thing on Facebook. But it does look like the official word in Wikipedia. Now, that's to be stood by, right?
Well, you know, I found something out which I did not know about Wikipedia, and that is that you can actually alter Wikipedia any which way you want. You can change it and do it however you want. But we, like I said, you know, we don't want to get too far off topic here, but it does look like there were three ties, 1925, 1936, and 1958, and that is the official Wikipedia version of it. So we're just going to assume that that's not been unaltered. However, we did read earlier that there was six ties, so something to research there. Now, you know, that has a very, very rich heritage, and which is one of the things that we do here on ICU. We look at Indiana up close, and that's one of the most up close things that you can look at. And one of the other things that we're going to get into in the show here in just a little while is right here in Indianapolis, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and we're going to, you know, talk a little bit about the heritage and the history of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And certainly, as this show progresses and moves forward, we're going to have a lot of conversations with a lot of different people about the history of Indiana. And again, like we said last week, if you're somebody that's involved in sports in here in Indiana, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what your stories are. We want to hear what your history is playing basketball down there in the old gymnasiums, and we want to hear about that. So certainly let us know. Send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com or find us on Facebook as well. Now, on this program, we don't take phone calls. This is strictly a tape program where we just break down the Indiana, and we give it a close-up look here on ICU.
Yeah, Tom, it definitely does have a rich heritage, and I was noticing earlier when we were doing some research on this, and obviously I had to probably do a little bit more research than you. I'm not a Hoosier. I'm one of those inbreds that kind of got moved here. I guess I'm an adopted Hoosier by some people. Some Hoosiers have chosen not to adopt me, and that's okay. That's okay, because I'm still a Penn State fan. But, you know, we talk about rich heritage, and the alumni, when they first were told to pick an oak bucket back in 1925, there's stories that possibly the bucket they originally picked has some ties actually back to the Civil War. So, you know, this is a heritage in not just the game itself, but the trophy and everything else brings out more, I would say, heritage and more history than any other college rivalry out there in between any interstate teams.
No, I agree. I totally agree there, Kevin. And it certainly is become the model between all college rivalries in football games. It was certainly the forefront of the college games and you know, what goes on between the rivalries in college football, which is certainly one of the big things, the old oaken bucket. It's Purdue. It's IU. You know, and it doesn't matter if it's basketball, if it's football, if it's field hockey or whatever it is. When IU plays Purdue, all the record books are thrown out, and that all comes back from right here, the old oaken bucket game that was played for the first time back in 1925, and like we've made reference to here a couple times, the name of the trophy actually refers to a sentimental poem written in 1817 by Samuel Woodworth, who lived 1784 through 1842, which basically begins, and I won't sing it, but it says, "How dear this heart are the scenes of my childhood, when fond recollection." See, that's why you don't want me singing it. But the old oaken bucket, the iron bound bucket, the moss covered bucket, which hung in the well. Although Samuel Woodworth was not from Indiana, like I said before, the poem exemplifies the sentiment felt by the people of Indiana toward their home state, and Indiana has a lot of pride. That's why we're doing this show here on Sunday afternoons, to talk about Indiana and get a close look at it. Obviously, the very first one, going back to some of the 1903 contest scheduled to be played on October 31st at Washington Park in Indianapolis, Indiana, was canceled after one of the trains carrying the Purdue football team was struck by a coal train near 18th Street on the north side of Indianapolis. In all, 17 football players, coaches, alumni, and team supporters were killed at the Purdue wreck. So,
you know, that's one of the things that I want to look up more. I never even heard about the what they label as the Purdue wreck. And where they're talking about, actually, Tom, isn't really too far from the studio where we do the balance. So, you know, I definitely want to look into it because I'd say, well, it's probably about 5, maybe 10 minutes from right here, the studio of the.
That is correct, and you know that is a very tragic situation that happened on October 31st, 1903, and we'll certainly, you know, take some time maybe in another episode to break down the Purdue wreck and what that was about, and you know the impact that had on college football. You know what had happened is basically the Purdue wreck was a railroad train collision that happened right here in Indianapolis, like you said, happened on October 31st, 1903, that killed 17 people, including 14 players on the Purdue University football team. They were headed to play IU at Washington Park in Indianapolis, and it was a very tragic scene. What had happened is two special trains operated by the Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Chicago and St. Louis railroads, noted as the Big Four Railroad, were chartered to carry 1,500 passengers from Lafayette to Indianapolis for the annual Indiana University Purdue University rivalry football game. It was to be played for the first time at a neutral field at Washington Park in Indianapolis. 17 passengers and the first coach were killed when the lead special collided with a coal train after rounding the curve near 18th Street in Indianapolis. And like you said, it's just a few minutes away from where we record the balance right here. So it certainly is a landmark location, and so you know, like I said, we'll certainly get into that. And another tidbit of information on that: one of the passengers on this was future governor of Indiana Harry G. Leslie. While at Purdue, was captain of both schools' football and baseball teams, and became one of the school's most immortal players. And star players. So, you know, a lot of history, and we certainly want to make a note that we'll probably try to really dive into the Purdue wreck and what it was about and everything that came along with that, Kevin.
Well, you know, Tom, I think I figured out where we were looking at the article earlier. I believe what they're talking about is when they talk six ties and Purdue being up 70 to, I believe they said, 46 or some number like that over IU, I think what they're talking about is actually all the way back to 1903 from the very first IU-Purdue football game. So the way it looks, since the Bucket Bowl has started, there's been three ties, and then from 1903 to 1925, there was three ties there also. So it looks like that's where we get the six ties from, not just the Bucket Bowl, but the entire Purdue-IU rivalry has had six ties. So, believe it or not, I was actually pretty quick on that one.
You're good. You're good at thanks. Thank God for wireless connection. And one of the talking a little bit more about that Purdue wreck. Purdue actually dedicated its tunnel at Ross-Aid Stadium to the victims and survivors of the train wreck. I'm having a hard time talking today. It must be all that tryptophan that I had on Thursday.
You can't speak little bit today.
good thing I'm one of those good looking guys. When we get moving on UVision, then you know people will definitely be able to see that I've made it through life on my good looks as opposed to my ability to speak.
Something you and that's why I didn't want you to sing. Not only your voice, but you can't even speak, let alone sing today. And I guess that's why right now we're if that's what you're saying, I guess that's why we're just on the radio, not on television yet, because I don't know about that. I don't think you have the body built for TV.
But we'll see what happens there. Now, what we want to do now, Kevin, is we want to shift gears a little bit to that if you follow sports. Well, I tell you what, even if you don't follow sports, you've heard about the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That, again, is just located just a few minutes away from here where we record The Balance right here in Indianapolis. And I thought it was appropriate that we took some time to look at that famous oval, the oval that made the Indianapolis 500 the greatest racing spectacle in the world. And everybody all over the world will knows about the Indy 500. I was on a plane not too long ago flying back into Indianapolis, and they flew over the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and you know, a couple passengers look over and say, "Oh, that's the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Look at that. That's really neat." And you know, of course, we live right here in Indianapolis, and we see it every day, and it's not that big of a deal, which is another reason why we talk about things right here on ICU in Indiana up close. So Kevin, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to just some interview piece from the director of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Hall of Fame Museum, talking about that. And on the flip side of that, when we get back,
1956, it was actually located where the current administration building is now, and then the building that we're in right now opened in 1976. Currently on display in the museum, we have all of the Indy 500 winners that we own, and those are in chronological order, so you can see how the cars have changed over the years, from a two-man to a single, to rear engine, to front engine. We also have an exhibit of an old garage area. It shows you the type of tools they use. We have a 1957 winning car in the garage right now, and it just takes you back in time. The bus tour is a 15-minute narrated tour of the Oval. It highlights different buildings and structures that you're looking at as you go around. We have a car that you can climb in and get your picture taken. It gives you a feel for how low to the ground and like the aerodynamics that the drivers are in. The BorgWarner Trophy is the trophy that the winning driver gets his likeness on. It is actually permanently housed here at the museum. The winner actually takes home an 18-inch miniature trophy with a likeness of his head on the base of that trophy. Some of the highlights going into our 100th anniversary is we have the 1911 winner, which is the Marmon Watt. Because we have more than just the Indy cars running here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, we do have an exhibit on motorcycles and how Indy 500 drivers have also competed in motorcycle racing. And then with NASCAR competing here, we also have some NASCARs on display. Outside of racing, Indiana was known as the automobile capital in the turn of the century, and we have a number of passenger cars that were built in Indianapolis and around Indiana. From March to October, we're open from 9 to 5, and from November through February, we're open from 10 to 4 every day.
Hopefully, you got a good feel of Indiana close up. ICU. We do this every Saturday. My name's Tom. I'm your host. And like I said, today's show was pre-recorded. Apologize about the early technical difficulties, but we get through those, right? As they say in showbiz, the show must go on. So we are looking for your ideas and some of the storylines that you may have for us. We do this every Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's just a good opportunity for us just to sit back on a Sunday afternoon and just take a look at the sports right here in our own backyard. This is Indiana Close Up. We appreciate you joining us. Again, every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. is Fantasy Football Huddle, and then our flagship show, The Balance, from 8:30 to 9. And then we do this again at 3 o'clock. My name's Tom, and on behalf of The Balance, remember to find us on Facebook under The Balance, under Twitter, TBalance, and you can send us an email at any time at tbalance@ymail.com. That said, we're going to get out of here and end it with that IU fight song. Way to go, IU.
Do you like what you hear on The Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, TBalance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.